And let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image to reflect your glory. And we pray, Lord, that you've given, because you've given us ears to hear and minds to comprehend, we come to know more of you this morning as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wonder, how do you feel about your body? How do you feel about your body? Would you change anything about it, do you think? And if so, what would you change? How about me? Have you got any suggestions for things I should change? Why are you all looking at my nose? Okay, so I know it's a monstrosity, isn't it? The terrifying javelin in the middle of my face. It's so pointy that when I bend down to kiss my children, they close their eyes so that they're not skewered by the monstrosity in the middle of Daddy's face. It's appalling, isn't it? And the message of so much of our media is that your body's not very good. It's not much good at all. It falls so far short of what the ideal is that your body's pretty rubbish. That's the message of today's media, pretty much. And it's hard to escape that. It's hard not to feel that our bodies are inadequate in some way. So the question is this morning, how should we really think about our bodies? What's the Christian point of view on the human body? Well, according to Psalm 139, there are two things we need to know about our bodies. Firstly, you are physically wonderful. Did you know that? You're physically wonderful, and yet your days are numbered. You are physically wonderful, says Psalm 139. Those words from our banner, from verse 14, if you've got that open in front of you. Page 589 of the Old Testament part of the Bible. Page 589, it's Psalm 139, and I'm reading verse 14, which says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. Perhaps you too know very well that God's works are wonderful. You need no persuasion that so much in the world is astonishingly beautiful, profoundly inspiring. Well, the message here is that, like the rest of creation, your body is physically wonderful. As well, it's very easy for us to spot this in other creatures, isn't it? I love Tennyson's poem, The Eagle, which is very short, by the way. He clasps the crag with crooked hands close to the sun in lonely lands. Ringed with the azure world he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls. That's an image of splendor and power, isn't it? So you probably know William Blake's poem, The Tiger. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In these poems, there's wonder, isn't there? There's awe, there's admiration at the sublime perfection of other creatures. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. It's very easy, isn't it? If you're middle-class Brit, to wax lyrical about the wonders and beauty of the Lake District. I've had that conversation with lots of you many times. It's undeniable, isn't it? We know full well that creation is incredible. And we need to realise that our bodies are wonderful as part of that creation. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. If we find it easy to believe that the tiger is splendid, that the eagle is magnificent, that the Lake District is breathtaking, how much more do we need to understand that the great climax of God's creation, the bit of creation that the Bible says is made in God's image, is physically wonderful? You are physically wonderful, says Psalm 139. That's the truth that we want to celebrate as we remember Ruth Perkins, and we have this banner here in church today. Here's some amazing facts about the human body. The brain works on the same power as a 10-watt light bulb. Did you know that? Well, mine probably doesn't, but yours probably does. Every 7 years, the body completely replaces itself. So when Kelly says to me, "You're not the man you used to be," well, she's absolutely right, isn't she? Nerve impulses to the brain travel at 250 miles an hour. There are more cells in the human body than stars in the galaxy. There are 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body. You are physically wonderful. Regardless of what you think about yourself and how you perceive yourself, that's the truth. You're physically wonderful. So today, this morning, please listen to what God says about you. Please listen to what God says about you. You're physically wonderful. Not the sight of adverts or social media posts. Not to how they make you feel. Don't listen to the way that the glamorous mum at the school gate who got up an hour earlier than you to put herself together and yet still feels unattractive. Still wonders like you whether she meets the mark. Don't listen to that feeling. Don't listen to the feeling provoked by that stunning gym shot you saw on Instagram that probably took hours to prepare for. It was the best of 100 selfies that were taken that day, taken from the most flattering angle with the best lighting possible, and yet still was digitally touched up. You know that's the case. You know that it's not real, so stop pretending that it is. Stop pretending that that's the ideal that you need to live up to, because it's a fantasy. And the same goes for the picture on the magazine cover. It's not real, so stop pretending that it is. Stop listening to that message and listen to what God says instead. You're physically wonderful. Stop listening to what our culture considers attractive, because that is so subjective. If you know anything about history, or particularly the history of art, you'll know that's true. The 17th century idea of female beauty was for a woman to look like she'd never been outside and had existed on a diet of chocolate alone, looking incredibly sickly to today's eyes. If you want the proof of that, look at the paintings of the mistresses of Charles II, the most stunning beauties of the 17th century. They look very, very sick by today's standards. The Regency period ideal of male beauty was for a man to have enormous muscly thighs and scrawny upper body with no strength at all, rather like my upper body. Because muscly arms, they're a sign of working with your hands, being a labourer, incredibly undesirable qualities in those days. Muscly thighs, though, were a sign of lots of time spent riding a horse, a sign of good breeding and culture. And if you want the proof of this, look at the paintings of Admiral Lord Nelson in his skimpy, white, skin-tight trousers, showing off his thighs. That was male beauty at the beginning of the 19th century, and we've completely changed in our view, haven't we? Our forebears would have thought it absurd that the fashion for female beauty in our own opulent times is to look like a famine victim. You know that the idea of bodily beauty is completely changeable. It's completely subjective. So stop pretending that it's objective, that it's something you need to aspire to. Listen instead to what God says about you. And he says you are physically wonderful. Don't listen to what you think the mirror is saying about you when you stand there, maybe for a few minutes before going to bed. Maybe you're appalled by the sight because you think you fall far short of the ideal. Or maybe give yourself a pat on the back. Oh, I think I'm skinnier than so-and-so and I'm more muscly than him. Don't listen to that message. It's not helpful and it's not true. Your value as a human being has nothing to do with the way you look. Instead, listen to what God says about you. You're physically wonderful. Celebrate your body. Enjoy your body. Use your body. Look after it. It's not just packaging for the real you that's some kind of disembodied thing that lives inside you. Christians have often looked down on the body as something corrupt and sinful. But there's no evidence of that here. in Psalm 139. Your body is a work of God's creative genius. Love it. Love your body. If like me, you like doing a bit of exercise. Don't do your exercise because you hate your body and you want to punish it and change it. Do your exercise because you love your body and want to enjoy it. Here's a bit of a fitness tip. If you're trying to do exercise because you hate your body, you'll hate the exercise as well. If you go for a run because you hate your love handles or whatever it is you're trying to get rid of, step after step will be unrelenting misery, but do it out of love and for enjoyment, and you'll have a great time. Listen to what God says about you. You are physically wonderful. This is the message we need to hear today. When we're tempted to judge ourselves by the appearance of others, or judge others because of their physical appearance, often against a standard that is completely unrealistic. Well, some experience mental ill health because of the way they see their body, where teenage girls and teenage boys push themselves to anorexia, and in some case the loss of their own life because of what society tells them about their body. This is what we need to hear. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You are physically wonderful. Listen today to what God says about your body. Enjoy your body. Celebrate it. But don't worship it. Don't worship your body because of the last thing that Psalm 139 tells us, which is that your days are numbered. Might sound really sinister. It's not meant to sound sinister. You're physically wonderful, and yet your days are numbered. Verse 15 onwards, it says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. I wonder if you noticed this, that the figure on our banner is woven together, a little bit of artistic license from the creator. You can see that it's woven together, picking up on this theme from the psalm, that God lifted us in the womb and knit us together intricately and beautifully. Your eyes, it says, beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them yet existed. In the womb, God beheld us and delighted in us. In the womb, God looked upon you and knew every day that you would live, every breath that you would take, every step that you would walk. God knew it. Your days are numbered. And so don't think too much of your body. Recognize that you're physically perfect, but don't worship it, because it's not built to last. God was there at the beginning and knows when you'll leave this life for a better one. Note that this is why the mainstream Christian view is that life begins in the womb. God watches and rejoices at the unborn child, and it was a fetus who first rejoiced to hear the news of the conception of Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. It was the unborn John the Baptist who leapt for joy at the news of the Saviour. God beholds the baby in the womb and delights in what he sees. And yet your days are numbered. You're not infinite, so please don't live as though you are. Your body is on a one-way street on which there are no U-turns, there's no turning around, there's no going back. And so it's sheer vanity, sheer foolishness, to try and fight against age. It's not going to work, is it? Your days are numbered. You have as many facelifts as you like until your skin becomes as tight as the skin on a drum. You can have as much Botox as you like until you can only do one very bland facial expression. One day, you will look old. That's the truth of it. And as you get older, you're changing from one form of beauty to another. This is beautifully put in a 16th century poem by a poet called George Peel, who wrote this for Elizabeth I. He wrote, his golden locks. Time hath to silver turned, O time too swift, O swiftness never ceasing. His youth gainst time and age hath ever spurned, but spurned in vain. Youth waneth by increasing. Beauty, strength, youth are flowers but fading seen. Duty, faith, love are roots and evergreen. Youthful beauty lasts for a moment, but that doesn't mean that you're not beautiful as you get older. Golden locks turn to silver, another form of beauty. Strength turns to wisdom. You are beautifully and wonderfully made, and yet your days are numbered. Well, I wonder, you might be sitting there thinking, well, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that I'm physically wonderful, because that's not how I feel today. Maybe today of all days. Maybe you can feel the pain in your body right now, at this moment. Maybe your mind's still reeling from a diagnosis of something terrible that you've just realised you have. Today, you might know, comes at the end of Mental Health Week, where we've been encouraged to become slightly more aware of mental illness. The amazing thing that probably we should know, but we don't really ever seem to realise, is that our brains are part of our bodies. They're not some sort of floating consciousness that just happens to live inside our bodies. Bodies get ill. Brains get ill. That doesn't mean the beauty is diminished, even if we can't see it. What does this have to say to people who feel utterly let down by their bodies? Well, maybe that's you today. Well, your days are numbered. That means God knows every single step of the journey through life that you're taking, and they're finite. One day, each and every one of us, if we place our trust in Jesus, will receive a body that is perfect, whose days are numberless, not numbered. One day, each and every one of us, as we trust in Jesus, will step into a new life, a life in which there's no more sickness, no more suffering, no more ill health, a world where there's no more pain, no more injustice. Because just as the rest of the world is glorious, so the human being, the human body is glorious. The rest of the world is fallen, and our bodies are fallen as well. They bear the marks of the broken friendship which exists between us and God, a world that's no longer perfect. And yet Jesus Christ came to tell us that we are made for a world that is perfect, a world that was paid for by his death on the cross. That's the good news of the Christian faith, a sacrifice made by God on your behalf. You are physically wonderful. Please hear today what God has to say about your body. God, your creator, who speaks more truth than the front cover of Hello magazine or a clip from Instagram ever could. You are physically wonderful, and your days in this body are numbered, but your future is numberless because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you've made us physically wonderful in all of our imperfections that we know too well. We thank you that you've given to us days that are numberless through your Son, Jesus Christ. So as we gather around the Lord's table now, fill our minds with the hope that those who try to turn back the cloth, those who try to cling to youthful beauty, don't have the hope of everlasting life. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Some controversial stuff. Do you have a chat with me if you said anything that you disagreed with, or you're interested in knowing more about, or you think needs more explanation, and I'll be very glad to do that.